One of the most beautiful, haunting, and mysterious descriptions of God's relationship with us is found in this week's Parsha, in a pasuk, a verse right after the one we learned yesterday. It describes Hashem coming into us, into our lives, as an eagle that wakes up its young. When an eagle needs to come into its nest. So an eagle is a huge bird, tremendous. And yet its babies, its young, are very, very small, little teeny little eagle-ach. And they're in the nest and they're sleeping. And the eagle has to land. So you could say the eagle has landed. And it doesn't want to come right away into the nest because it'll scare its little teeny young. So the Torah says, Al geizalav yirachef, it hovers over its young, moves around some other branches to make noise, to wake up its young. And then Rashi says, it sort of negev einu negev, it sort of touches its young, the eagle, little carefully touches young. It doesn't like wake him up, pull out its pillow and stuff. The eagle gently, tenderly touches its young, makes other noise to wake it up slowly, to slowly wake up the young, so that the young should be able to receive, the babies should be able to receive the mother eagle. That's how Hashem comes into our lives and comes into us, into our consciousness and our psyche. And you understand what that means. How many times do we say, oh, how come we can't feel God? Why am I not able to feel God more? That means you're being woken up. I wish I could see God. If only I could see God. Something is making noise inside your psyche to wake you up, to get you ready to receive God. Hashem can't land into us right away. We won't be able to receive it. We are the little eagle-ach. And therefore Hashem sort of hovers over us, over our psyche, over our consciousness, touches us but yet doesn't touch us, touches us enough to want to have a relationship with Hashem, to want to go daven, but then all of a sudden we stand up to daven and we can't feel anything because Hashem doesn't totally land. The total landing of Hashem, of course, completely will be with Mashiach coming, but he has to prepare us now by getting us ready, by sort of making noise inside of us, making us uncomfortable enough to want to spend so much of our lives trying to do things for Hashem. But he doesn't completely land yet. And the fact that we are frustrated, that we don't feel God, we don't see God, that means that we are waking up and we're going to be ready for the complete revelation. And as the Zohar already teaches, that the mitzvah that shows us that he surrounds us, like we learned yesterday, and hovers over us always like the eagle, is of course the sukkah. The sukkah is him for 7 days hovering over us, that we could see it in an open way. That he's touching us, but yet not quite touching us. Entering our psyche, but yet not completely yet. May we take from this week's parsha and this pasuk the patience that it takes to continue to allow ourselves to be woken up by Hashem. To not go back to sleep, even though he hasn't yet completely landed. May we allow ourselves to continue to search, to continue to look up at the schach, to look up at the mother eagle, to look up at Hashem. Until the day when Mashiach comes, when the eagle shall land, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will completely fill us, and our marriage with God will be consummated, and all of what God is will completely fill our consciousness and psyche, and we will be one with Hashem forever in Yerushalayim. Good Shabbos.